Peter Beter, your guest from Washington. And in order to save wear and tear on the ladies who work at the front desk, let me give you Dr. Peter Beter's address so that you can write him. I'll give it to you now, and I'll give it to you once more before we go off at 10, so keep your pencil ready. It's 1629 K Street Northwest. 1629 K Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20006. Washington, D.C., 20006. 1629 K Street Northwest, and you spell Dr. Beter's last name B-E-T-E-R. You're on Ring Radio with Dr. Peter Beter. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I'd like to know about the Hoffa disappearance and also about this program that Carter is running under the reorganization, if this is part of a communist control by the Rockefellers. If you please tell me, I'll hang up and listen.
Got that?
Number one was what? Something about Hoffa?
Yeah, what information do you have about the Hoffa disappearance?
I have turned over the information that I got from the intelligence sources about Hoffa's disappearance months ago. And part of the information included the fact that it was three persons who kidnapped Jimmy Hoffa and took the body to Canada on an island off of the east coast of Canada where they buried the body. I located the body of Jimmy Hoffa for the people, but for one reason or another, I have not followed up as to what they did about it. Number two, the Carter reorganization. I heard that, but I don't know what she's really referring to.
Well, you've already addressed the basic question or your basic position with respect to Carter, which is that Carter is essentially backed by the Rockefellers and that they're going to dump him when he's no longer useful to him, probably before the election, right?
Right, and if he knew that, I know for a fact that Mr. Carter would not be going around the country as he's doing.
Okay. You're on Ring Radio with Dr. Peter Beter. Go ahead, please.
Hello. I'd like to ask Mr. Dr. Beter a question.
All right.
I would just want to know, do you believe in God?
My whole faith is in God.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. WRNG, Ring Radio. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Beter.
Yes, ma'am.
Would you explain more about the ACT organization you have? And explain more on the a way that you would go about filing your tax form or not filing it.
Ma'am, I don't know that the ACT, is, to my understanding, is an organization called Americans for Constitutional Taxation, and I don't believe Dr. Beter has any connection with that, nor am I aware that he's dealt with the area of Fifth Amendment tax returns. Have you?
No, I don't.
Okay. So that question would need to be addressed to someone who's involved in the tax rebellion rather than to Dr. Beter. You're on Ring Radio. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Dr. Beters. How did you go about organizing such connections to receive your information?
When I started practicing law in Washington, D.C. in 1951, I represented also in a private capacity agents in the FBI and CIA, and I took care of their personal matters, whether it be states or whether it be divorces or what have you. And then in 1961, when President Kennedy appointed me as counsel to the Export-Import Bank, where I served for 6 years, I had a high clearance rating, and I went on secret missions for the government abroad, and I got in touch with people abroad at MI6 and so forth in England. And then from 1968 to 1973, early 73, in my business in the largest black nation in Africa, in the Congo, in Kinshasa, my trips on behalf of the company, a development company, to help the Congo, which is now known as Zaire, to develop the country, I came in contact with the intelligence agencies in Britain, France, Germany, and Japan, and as a result, my contacts still continue with those, including those people here in Washington. They've been very, very good to me, and I help them in their, I still help them in certain respects.
You're on Ring Radio with Dr. Peter Beter. Go ahead.
Mr. Peter Beter?
Speaking.
Are you up to date on this capital punishment thing? Are you think we're going to get it passed?
capital punishment where?
Like that Sharon Tate incident out in California.
Yes.
You think it'll be passed?
I really don't know. I haven't researched that, so I can't honestly give you an answer.
Well, I know they've been talking about it, but I didn't hear much about it lately.
Yes, I haven't researched it, so therefore I honestly can't give you an answer to that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
9:42 the time, and you're on Ring Radio with Dr. Peter Beter. Go ahead, please.
Yes. Dr. Beter?
Yes, sir.
I'm curious to know if you have any publications. This is the first time I've been able to hear you. I don't know how many times you've been on Harry's program.
Oh, he's been on 7 or 8 times, I guess.
Well, Harry, I'm a new listener to you in the last few months.
Yes,
but,
I have what is called the audio monthly audio letter, which is my newsletter. It's done on a tape cassette.
Uh-huh.
And it comes out every month. If you will write to me, 1629 K Street in Washington, D.C., I will send you the information on it.
Okay, Harry, I could not hear him.
Okay, the address is 1629 K Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C. He publishes an audio cassette letter, is what it's called.
Talking tapes
on various subjects every month, and back issues, and a list of those back issues, I guess, could be gotten by simply dropping him a note at 1629 K Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 2006. And the spelling of the last name is Beter. You're on Ring Radio with Dr. Peter Beter. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Beter, I find it strange, but not unusual for the government to go on and on about this possible swine flu that's supposed to become an epidemic this fall while they cover up the Fort Knox plutonium poison. Do you have anything on the mass inoculation of all Americans?
That's going into my monthly audio letter number 11 very shortly. That's a very, very good question. You've hit it right on the bull's head. The entire southeast portion of the United States is now contaminated by leaking plutonium coming out of the United States Bullion Depository at Fort Knox. And number two,
How does it get out of there and contaminate the whole southeast?
It's been in there since the 60s, Harry. This is the same casks of plutonium that is now on the fourth floor of the United States Embassy in Moscow, which is giving the people there leukemia and lung cancer, and our State Department will not come clean. Those plutonium casks were put in the United States Moscow Embassy. Three casks are there on the fourth floor of the main building, the nine-story building. The same casks that are now in the central core vault, which have been leaking since the late 60s. It's been in the water now, down beneath Fort Knox, which are now caverns, which are being used by the Louisville Gas and Electric Company as storage facilities. Also, this plutonium particles are all going into the air through the ventilation system and is now seeping into the ground. This is one of the horrendous situations brought about by the negligence of the intelligence community, and they are covering up and saying that now we're going to have flu this coming year.
Got to stop right now, Dr. Beter. It's 9:45 on WRNG. We'll return with Peter Beter in a moment.